Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's what I want to ask Warrior fans. Is there anything you've seen this year that worries you about next year? Because we knew it was going to be a struggle. But this is kind of, I mean, how many players do they have who are going to play on this team next year? How many keepers? And I got to tell you,
Pascal.
Lee.
No.
Who?
Lee.
Damian Lee barely played yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Spellman, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's not going anywhere.
Marquise, I don't even know about Marquise Chris. Willie Cauley-Stein, I'd probably moving on, may get traded.
Oh, my God.
Burks may get traded. Glen Robinson III? I don't know. I have 2-3 players, man.
So 888-957-9570. Is there anything you've seen this year that's making you a little worried about next year? The one thing I have been thinking is, and I get it, they're going to be better next year. We know that. Let's not kid anybody. But I do think you could be playing with a little fire because you're going to have a terrible year this year. And so your margin for error next year gets much smaller. Like now they have to stay healthy next year. Like if you look at Curry, he missed 11, 30, and then he's going to miss 50 this year. If he would, you see what I'm saying? Like their margin for error next year is going to be very small. And then I'm thinking, really, you're going to go into that arena and
there's going to be
go 20 and 62 and then follow it up with maybe not a playoff team?
There's no way. You're going to have a top pick. You got a mid-level. If you move D'Lo, we don't know what comes back. And if you don't move D'Lo, that's four all-stars in your starting five lineup. There's going to be expectations.
Well, we just went over that. You can't do that.
D'Lo's an all-star.
No, okay. Couldn't he help the team win last night? I mean, I'm kind of joking. It's one game, but, like, he's not an all-star. I'll just say it. He's not. He got gifted an all-star appearance because somebody got hurt, and he played in a joke of a conference. There,
he scored 50 points this year, right?
That's great.
No, I'm throwing it out there.
They're 5-21.
You got to flip D'Lo.
You got to help your team win.
Watching last night, watching that game, I don't think he makes anybody better. Yeah, he'll make the flashy play. He'll hit the flashy shot, the three-point shot that he hit at the center overtime. That I didn't even think was a good shot anyway because he hesitated. I don't like D'Lo on this roster. I don't think he's a good fit. And that's that.
Well, how can you say this roster, if we haven't seen him a lot with Steph and Klay? Isn't that what you're talking about?
I don't need to see him with Steph.
Like, Dre's out there with a bunch of G Leaguers.
Right, but we've seen him already with Steph and Klay.
Okay, gotcha.
So, he's in a league by himself because he's proven it. I mean, do you want me to be honest? I don't need to see D'Angelo Russell with those guys.
Wow. It sounds like Bonte doesn't either.
I just don't.
If he's willing to come off the bench as a six man,
that's
his best role on this basketball team because you can't start D'Lo, Steph, and Klay Thompson. I was talking to somebody, may have been Anthony Slater. I think it was Anthony Slater. We had a nice conversation before the game. You imagine the Warriors in a playoff series against the Houston Rockets. He brought this up. D'Angelo Russell, he told me, may be unplayable because that's how porous he is on defense. He may be unplayable because the Rockets will ask him to switch him on the pick and roll all day long, and he would be unplayable. Think about that.
Well, he didn't embarrass himself last year in Brooklyn's first round playoff series.
He didn't embarrass himself?
Yeah.
He didn't play well.
He was a reason they got to the All-Stars.
Don't say that.
Made the All-Star game. You guys are talking about a guy
He was an injury replacement in a weak Eastern Conference.
A guy that could get you 25 to 30 points. That's half. So if he's going to give up 20, come on, Bonte. What
Corey
McGinn
can give you 20.
Thank you.
25.
Thank you.
How's he? The most empty stats I've ever seen in a Warriors uniform, Corey McGinn. D'Lo, He gives you a lot of empty stats.
Yeah, and I heard,
did you say about Draymond Green since he got back from Michigan?
Oh, man. Don't go there.
He's
putting the ball on the floor, there. Going to the cup.
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
and I saw it last night.
Still hasn't made half a shots in his last
game. I didn't say his shooting percentage. I just like that. Going to the rack. Show me something different. And he's been doing that.
He's already
finished.
It doesn't matter about shooting percentage. It's all about getting shots up and scoring. It's all that matters.
I heard you on the same show. I can't wait to see D'Lo. I am curious. And now you're just throwing it. D'Angelo Russell.
I was excited to see him.
And now what's happening?
I've seen it. And, I also watched the play.
I love this pass.
That's what happened. I've watched the first part of the season. I said, damn.
See, you're obsessed.
I've seen enough.
I was bamboozled into thinking that he was something that he wasn't. That's
I think you're too quick making that assessment.
Why? Why? John Morant came in here and took his cookies off of the injury. Took his cookies, took his lunch money.
And he was just coming back from injury.
I heard a little kid yesterday talking to his dad by the media section. Said, man, John Morant came in here and outplayed D'Lo. Now look at this. We're down 20 to the Knicks. I started chuckling because it was the truth. And John Morant came in here and embarrassed
him. How about this for D'Lo, just the defenders? He's used to an up-tempo offense. They're not running that.
Wait, whoa.
Brooklyn was running up and down the court. What are you talking about?
D'Lo loves to pick and roll. He loves to play slow. He can't play an emotion offense.
Did you watch Brooklyn last year?
Are the Warriors not an up-tempo team? Are you kidding me?
They were before they got hurt.
Well, they want to play the same way.
That's why they signed him up, because that's what they envisioned themselves
being. D'Lo can't play without a pick and roll. He can't play without a pick and roll.
Man, stop.
Come on, man.
He's not dependent on somebody to come give him. Now, he does do some pick and roll, but don't act like he's not ISO Joe. He can get to the cup by himself.
He cannot get to the cup. No, he cannot. He does not get to the rim.
If I was coaching him, he would get to the cup, because he's got the skill to get to the cup.
He does not get to the rim.
You guys are beating him up, and you should be beating up other people.
Daryl Guru Johnson, I tell you, he's got some force going in there, but misses the layup.
Finishing at the basket has been the problem.
50 points on a given night is good enough on my team, and you guys talking about him like he's the reason this team is out there failing. Don't look at him for help, Bonte. Dude put up 50 points and could score with the best of them, made the All-Star team. But your radio god, that was a present. He didn't deserve an All-Star. Come on, quit giving. You can't do that to people.
Tracy Murray scored 50 points in a game.
He didn't make All-Star
team. Andre Miller scored 50 points in a game before.
D'Lo is not weak. That's all I'm saying. D'Lo's not weak.
But can he help a team win? Can he help a team win?
He helped Brooklyn get to the playoffs.
Did you watch Brooklyn games?
Go ahead.
They used to bench him in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Right. They used to run with LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Joe Harris.
Why is he getting paid so much money?
That's a great question. I think they way overpaid for him, and I believe he was not going to get money the way it all came down. After that, he was restricted. After they signed Kyrie, he didn't really have anywhere to go. Maybe Minnesota, but... I don't think he was going to get his money.
Just real quick.
They needed to pay him to facilitate
a sign
trade. From
an individual standpoint, fellas, do you think he's doing anything from a potential contender or suitor out there?
No. Well, probably.
In the right situation, Bonte, he can be effective. And that may not be in a Warrior uniform, but you guys are acting like he's missing everything.
And know how he could be effective? By becoming Manu Ginobili 2.0 and coming off the bench.
But he makes too much.
And that's the problem. It shouldn't matter. He got his money. He got his max deal. He shouldn't have to worry about money. You're going, I'm backing up Steph and Clay, the best backcourt in basketball. Oh, I'm going to be in a playoff team.
That could still be on the table.
On
the table.
But, man, when I watched the last two nights, like just really locking in and watching D'Lo, I'm like, boy.
But if Dre gets a pass, why doesn't he? Why can't he say, I'm playing with?
Because we know Dre's not that type of player that's going to go out there and score 30 a night. He's not that type of player. He's a glue guy. He's a very, very good glue guy, possibly the best glue guy we've ever seen in the NBA. D'Lo, I mean, he needs a pick and roll. He dribbles. He's got the floater. Sometimes he just jack up the shots like he's in an open gym. Like, it's like, I'm going to try to shoot this. Like,
I mean,
I just think y'all being rough on
him. I think he is the almost quintessential hollow numbers guy. That's what I think. Ryan in Livermore, you want to defend D'Angelo Russell. What's going on, Ryan? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Like you're saying, he's the quintessential hollow numbers guy. Isn't that what we need this season? It's a break year. Why don't we just enjoy that he's scoring? Why don't we just enjoy – sure, he's putting up way too many shots. Sure, he's missing those shots, but – who cares? It's enjoying it's enjoyable basketball. I mean, on a winning team, probably doesn't belong there. But that's why we got next year to see how he plays out with Clay and Steph. And by that time, well, we probably have gotten a sample size.
Ryan, let's play this out, Ryan. Let's play it out. Steph and Clay come back, and they are basically they're back. All right. Okay. So now you got Steph taking 20 shots a game, and you've got Clay taking 20 shots a game. So now you're going to have a guy on your team, D'Angelo Russell, who does one thing, score. But you know what? You're going to have a scorer who doesn't get shots. So I don't see a scenario in which he fits next year.
Okay. I mean, like you guys were saying, maybe he comes off the bench and like he did already get his money. But I honestly, I mean, we don't know how it's going to play out, right? We don't know.
No, you're right.
Both back. So, I mean, we give it a month next season. If he's completely garbage with the team, if he needs to put up his shots like he's been doing this year, and he's proven to be in both his prior two teams, then we can move on. I just think we need to give him the benefit of the doubt this season. He's been incredibly unlucky with the teams that he's played on. He had that good year last year with Brooklyn, but then he was obviously, like you guys said, unreliable in the fourth quarter. But he was good for those first three quarters, you know? And he got them, you know, into winning situations. And unfortunately, he can't finish games. But if you can get someone into a winning situation, I think you're a valuable member of a team. Maybe just not on this Warriors team next year, like you're saying.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
I'm just mean two All-Stars. D'Lo, they were down 18 at the half to the New York freaking Knicks. That's the most embarrassing performance I've seen from the Warriors in a very long time. I was disgusted. I was disgusted at what I saw yesterday in the first half. No defensive resistance. No leader. Yeah. It was awful. Awful. And if D'Lo's an All-Star and Draymond's still an All-Star, they don't lose to the freaking New York Knicks coming off of back-to-back.
And that's why it was my liquidate all asset.
Last two games.
For this guy.
I mean, both of you guys
picked the word.
Stein,
it's a funny day.
Boy.
So you can't win them all.
Stein. Can't win them all.
Come up, plead the fifth.
0-13 in your last.
Real quick, Stein, my thought process was you just lost to Memphis. No way in hell Knicks coming off a back-to-back after getting blown out at a Portland team that's struggling. I just thought that had to make up of the Warriors giving their fans a treat.
The train is off the track, Jack.
Let's keep it off the track. 5-1-0 with a great hypothetical. Who would you rather have, D'Angelo Russell or Monte Ellis?
Hypotheticals.
I'll take Monte Ellis players any day of the week because he gets to the rack. He gets to the rim. He got to the rim. D'Angelo Russell doesn't get to the rim. He's got a little in-between game, but
I guess I'm calling that the cup because he's using that teardrop a lot.
Flipper.
He ain't sitting. Flipper what?
Thank you.
You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
Wow. You guys are cutthroat, man.
Yeah, I'm. It's you guys were cutthroat about Jimmy G.
It's one of those days.
Turnabout is fair play, right?
Beautiful day out here.
You're pretty hard on me about Jimmy G.
No, both you guys.
No,
both
that
you guys.
Was strong. And I'm telling you, and Vontae, we both admit, all of us, Jimmy's playing his ass off. And
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
But for you to say all of a sudden from this
not all of a sudden. He is among the top five MVP candidates right now in the NFL.
A couple weeks ago, Niners are down 16-0 to the Arizona Guru. And this guy to my left, Matt Steinitz, is talking about, it's Steiny. Oh, it's just Arizona. He should light up Arizona. Oh, my Lord.
Well, he should.
Oh, man.
He should.
No, you guys weren't giving him. The point is, you weren't giving him any credit.
I
was trying to tell you guys.
I wouldn't say
that. He's getting better and better. Shit, and trust him.
You
trust him. You guys, man. Oh, man. What a hoot.
I wouldn't say that I have not given him credit. I think that's a little strong. You know it, baby. Let's go to Verducci. Verducci in Walnut Creek. You like that, don't you? Verducci. What's up, man?
I always love Steinitz when he says the name. He's got that, like, New York accent. I love it, Steinitz.
Half Italian, baby. Go back to New York, Steinmetz. I'm from Pennsylvania.
That's it, baby. Well, hey, you know what? I was sitting in traffic trying to get across the Bay Bridge, and I turn it on to your guys' station. As I always love hearing you in the morning. And you know what? Stein just came in hot. He gave a little Kirk Cousins. You like that? Top three for Jimmy G. But I'm going to say top five.
Okay.
I'm not saying top three just yet, but top five.
I can live with it.
But I am on the Jimmy G wagon, baby. He's showing why we paid him the big money.
Yeah.
And I am actually friends with Matt Miyoko.
Oh.
I know each other well, and I spoke with him, and he said, you know what? The people in the locker room have always said it. We go when Jimmy goes, and since he's been here, this is the reason why we are at where we're at. The defense has done a great job, but words from the players in that locker room said, we go where Jimmy goes.
Hey, Verducci, you're tight with Miyoko?
Yeah. Miyoko and I have known each other really well. My company's done a few events for his daughter's school.
You know what? I got to be honest. I love Matt. I'm a little envious of him. A little jealous. He's very disciplined. He's a very disciplined man. You know what I mean?
Well,
he still looks great. He gets his exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a guy who lets myself
down. And I'm an SMC Gale, too, so he also comes out and supports my college with the men's basketball team.
Yeah. I want to say he spoke at a banquet there. Did he speak at a banquet there?
Well, yeah, he did.
What the hell is that?
The men's tip-off dinner.
Jeez. He's a football guy. Why would they want a football guy talking at the SMC?
I'm a football guy.
Banquet.
Well, he was the MC. That's all he was. He's
still
just the MC.
Down on Randy Bennett.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and one thing about D'Lo, I'm with you guys. It's hollow numbers, baby. But you know what? If those hollow numbers can convert into getting a guy like Covington or a role player or something like that that they can flip, I think that's the most beneficial thing that D'Lo can bring us. Because you know what? After seeing that game yesterday, Bonte, come on, Guru, you guys play a little ball too. You know it. And so does Steinmetz. He, that guy can't fight through a screen if his life depended on it.
I just said that.
Back, and he's like slow motion, baby. Come on.
Thank you.
Someone that
Why are you coming down my road with D'Lo? Did you just hear me rant
hey,
5 minutes
Verducci,
ago?
Verducci, thank you, man.
Verducci
brought
dropping
you by the
Dow nuggets.
Pack guest
wow.
line. Give him the
and
contest
dropping
line.
Dropping names.
Dropping names, you nuggets.
There, Verducci.
St. Mary's, all that stuff.
How'd you know he did a banquet, Miyoko?
Because I used to work with him.
Hmm.
For sure. Be a colleague of his. Coach P. Coach P in Fremont. What's going on, Coach P? What's
going on,
guys?
You know, just loving life, living.
Yeah.
Hope y'all can hear me good.
Oh, loud and clear.
You know, I'm fully with. I'm fully kind of with Bonte and Simons, man. I know like 2 calls ago he said kind of let it play out and going county. But I'm done with Russell, man. He like you guys said, he can't go to the rack. He's just gonna score points. No defense. And at the end of the day, that you know you need defense. You know I coach some CIO basketball. Shout out OLG Saints. You know, I have 3 more. And I tell my players.
Now you're on the clock.
Playing time, you got to play defense. You got to play defense. I mean, that's just flat out it. You got to play defense. Let's move him. Let's get a number one pick. Maybe get 2. Love the show, guys. Let's go Oakland. Go.
That's Coach P, ladies and gentlemen. Coach
I haven't
P.
heard him in a while.
Yeah. No.
I hear him on other shows.
I haven't heard him.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's on the other shows?
Yeah, I hear him on
other. Oh, so he's just boycotting us.
What is because of me? He checked in, though.
Wow.
He gone.
Yeah, we got time for Brian in Los Altos. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual. And
thanks.
And two great conversations. I wanted to just make a quick comment on Garoppolo and then a quick comment on D'Lo.
Cool.
So Garoppolo, I think I don't know if he's top five, but here's what he brings that just brings me back. I'm a longtime Niner fan. He's got the kind of the calm leadership of a Montana, of a Young, you know, that came with it, as well as with the skills and strength. But I think this leadership thing, he's it. You know, he's got
no doubt.
He's got them calm. He's got them calm in the huddle. Everybody in the locker room likes him, will follow him, and just that alone, that adds a lot to a team, especially in that position. So I do think he's one of the top leaders. Start there, and I just think he's still developing. But he is absolutely our long term guy, and I'm just thrilled that he's here.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. See, I work with guys who don't know how to they can't measure leadership. You gotta measure leadership.
Oh, man. Diva tendency.
I mean, how do you even classify kind of a big deal.
Who's this guy?
The guy has turned the franchise
Tuesday.
Around.
It started Tuesday. What happened, man? Yeah. I mean, talk about
Jimmy. I don't like it. Jimmy.
Jimmy's balling.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Cresco. Hey, where are you with D'Angelo Russell? Seriously, we're a quarter of the season.
We're actually almost a third
of the season through. You liking him? You think he's got a future here? You think, can you envision him with Curry and Clay? D'Angelo Russell. That's all sponsored by Cresco. Starting a home improvement project can be intimidating. When you go to Cresco Express location, they will help you find the right tools and show you how to use them. If you need it, Cresco's got it. For more information, go to CrescoRent.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Jimmy.
Jimmy's balling.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, from the text line, what do Guru and a quarter have in common?
Uh-oh.
They both flip before every game.
Where's my rim shot?
That is wild.
Where's my rim shot?
I almost want to laugh. That was pretty good.
That's flip what?
I didn't get the punchline.
Well,
You flip
the coin to see who gets the kick, and you change your mind.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
Whatever.
Stay off my timeline. Yeah. Goo, you're a national.
No.
Stay off of my timeline.
If D-Lo was listening to that last segment, I know he'll buy me a beer. Because you guys are too hard on him. He didn't come here real quick to play defense. He came here to put the little thing in the hole.
So
and
defense
that's what
is
he can
optional
do.
Then.
And I don't watch him playing optional defense. It's just not his thing. But you act like it's this big revelation.
What?
You can't judge him until the Splash Brothers come back. That's what I'm saying.
That's where I completely disagree.
Or trade him
you.
And get something of substance. This new draft pick, mid-level,
trade exception.
Back. You got
trade
Pascal.
Exception. $17 million trade exception.
Well, that can't hurt.
What? And I'm being serious here. Like what do you need to see? When Clay and Steph come back,
guy that could play off of the Splash Brothers, who to me is going to get more attention than them two, and that can be the default. Bam! I could score 50 on a good night. You know that.
How's he going to get?
Huh?
How's he going to get shots?
Put it on the floor and jerk.
Okay, so
like he
does? Where are they coming from? Like, where are the shots coming from?
I didn't come in with an offense. I'm sure Coach Curl put something together.
Let me tell you one thing. I mean, he's just a scorer, and let me tell you what would be worse than what we're seeing this year. Seeing D'Angelo Russell play on a team where he doesn't shoot that much. Mm. Like, you're going to have a scorer on your team?
Well,
that's all he does, but he takes the third most shots?
Well, let's call you Matt Lakeup and Bonte Myers, because maybe they've already seen enough. Bonte, and when time comes and permits... Maybe he's gone. Maybe they've seen enough without him playing with Clay. I just think you can't take that chance of throwing him away and not seeing what good music you can make with
him. You can't throw him away for a Robert Covington.
Oh,
that's for damn sure.
B, I love you for that.
That Robert Covington stuff is crap.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm saying what? People are saying trade him for Robert Covington.
Minnesota would never do that.
No, the Warriors should never do that.
Robert Covington. I would much rather have Covington than D'Angelo Russell.
Wow,
dead serious. Oh, my Lord. You're a selling D'Lo short.
Wow. Two things.
Wow, B, I'm glad you came over to the
two
side.
Things. I'm not included in the bogus conversation about D'Angelo Russell and I would have never brought him here in the first place.
By the way, just
I
got
was
a text.
On the record saying I'm out on D'Angelo Russell. I would have let Durant leave for nothing. Mm. I would have brought Iguodala back
by
one
way,
more
fellas,
year.
I got some good news to ease attention.
We have no tension.
Our guy, Luke.
Yeah,
Chef,
what was that?
Uh-oh. Alex Rototo is on his way.
Tell him to bring it about 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so when Guru's
that's when I get hungry.
Yeah. No, you guys, man.
Look, I like D'Lo a lot. I'm not trading him for
Robert
Covington.
Oh, I didn't know you liked D'Lo a lot. I couldn't tell.
I did a star. I'm just saying, the last two games, I haven't been impressed, Guru. Right. I mean, he's shooting too much. Fight through some screens. Play within the offense. Can't all be about yourself and dribbling between the legs. I'm telling you, if the Splash Brothers come back, I love D'Lo as being Manu Ginobili 2.0. I really do.
He's
I think
too
he can
young,
thrive.
And he thinks he's
care.
As good as Clay
I don't
or Steph.
Care if he got his money.
And that's,
well, that's the problem. He's not as good as Clay and Steph.
He needs to sit back a little bit and say,
Not close.
I need to learn from these guys. Maybe watching them next to Steve Kerr, and then I come in midway through the first quarter, and I light up these second streakers. Then I could finish some games. That's his best role.
Good
man.
Luck with that.
Yeah, but I'm not trading for
he's already shared with us his dream team scenario with Kat, and who is the third?
Devin Booker. Why does everybody love Robert Covington?
That's a 500 team.
Why does everybody love Robert Covington? Maybe.
He's a good player. A role player. I'm with you.
Good three-point shooter. Very good defender. Very good defender.
Why did Philly not hang on to him?
Because they made a move to do whatever. Well, I think you can play Jimmy that game Butler. With anybody. Yeah. KD and 707, KD got buckets up. Why couldn't D'Lo and Clay? Okay. First of all, Kevin Durant took pressure off Steph and Clay.
Man.
D'Angelo Russell will not take pressure off Steph and Clay. They will make, like, you stop Durant, and then you were screwed because you had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You couldn't stop them. Next year, they're going to try to stop Curry and Klay and let D'Angelo Russell try to beat him, and he won't. He's not going to be able to. He's not that good. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony in Oakland, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I still see you guys got the best thing going on radio, man.
So thanks, man.
Absolutely. Hey, man, yesterday I'm out on D-Lo for sure, man. I've got to tell you because I was so confident the Warriors was going to blow out the Knicks coming off a back-to-back West Coast trip. Now I'm looking at D-Lo. How are they going to stop D-Lo? You know what he can't do? It just rang out to me yesterday. He can't take his man off the dribble. If he's not hitting that open shot.
Thank you.
He can't take the man off the dribble. There's nothing else he can do, in my opinion.
Tony, I'm with you 100%. I don't think he can take his man off the dribble and get to the rim.
That's what it's looking like, man.
Now, he can fiddle faddle.
Right.
He can fiddle faddle, and he can juke. I'm not a fan.
Come on, you think D'Lo's going to be on this roster next season? If you had to put odds on it.
My answer is, if you tell me Clay and Steph are coming back and they'll be on the court together 10 games, then I'm going to say yes, because then it'll give management that answer of what it could be like. But I'm starting to think if not, and then they got this pick in their hand that they could dangle and try to get somebody to come in, they might try to move them and get a big body that can score or play defense.
The 925, would you trade D'Lo for Covington and a first rounder in a heartbeat? In a heartbeat. That's where I'm at. Heartbeat.
What's the top 10?
Call the limo. I'll drive to the Chase Center.
Wow.
Let's go to Brian.
Wow.
Brian's in Los Altos. I guess we're gonna give Brian a second chance. What's up, Brian?
Whoa.
Second. All right, you guys decide.
Why does Brian in Los Altos get a second chance?
Well, Steiny cut him off. Not on purpose.
All right.
I don't even remember.
The bottom line is this conversation on D'Lo is awesome. I'm a season ticket holder, and I've been watching. I was for the trade. I liked what they did with the sign and trade. They created a space on their roster with some talent. And I was Bonta, I was with you. I was like, I want to see how this experiment works out. Well, after 20 games or whatever it is, it's over for me. And
wow.
the reason it's over for me is I think he's a talented kid, but if he's not going to come off, like as a sixth man or seventh man and do what you were talking about, Steiny, where he's maybe, you know, shredding some second stringers in the end of the first quarter. Everybody comments, he can't play defense. He can't finish. Like, I was watching him shortchange at the rim over and over and over again. And people haven't been talking about his turnovers. Like, he can pass, but he turns the ball over a lot. And so, and then, Guru, I love you, but when you say he plays up-tempo, he doesn't. He slows the whole team down. He's slow. He's deliberate. He's pick and roll, and he can't take his guy off the dribble. So I think a Covington or a 3-and-D wing is exactly what we need, and I'm with you. If we can get Covington in a first-round pick, do it in a heartbeat, and I'll drive with you.
Wow.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
You know what? I'm glad we gave him a second chance. Aren't you, Guru?
Yeah. Life is about – I've had him.
When
a couple of
the Warriors acquired D'Angelo Russell, my first thought was, well, he doesn't fit. He doesn't fit. He never did. Who's the Warriors' point guard?
Steph Curry.
He's pretty good, right?
Yep.
Who's their two guard?
Klay Thompson.
Okay, what does D'Angelo Russell play?
It could be this. Remember, we saw guard. Houston go combo three guard lineup.
Okay.
But what I'm those saying are is, fair. I get you.
You don't. You didn't need a point guard, and you got a point guard.
But maybe so they wanted a name to go in the chase, Steiny.
Somebody's D'Angelo Russell
is better than what we thought people were going to get if KD left. It was nobody,
which I think would have been better. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Now you got D'Angelo Russell, and you better hope somebody kind of falls in love with him. Let's go to, like, think about it. If he's on the team next year, somebody's playing out of position. Mm. I don't like that from the get-go. Can Klay Thompson play three? Yeah, he can play three, but it's different. Three's a little bit different. Klay's going to be playing against a lot longer guys, and I think his best position defensively is a
two.
Is a two. And even better, he can guard ones. 408, don't insult me. Please don't insult me.
What'd they say?
How about DeAndre Hunter?
Please. Well, I'll drive then.
Please.
You would trade D-Lo for DeAndre Hunter in the first round pick?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yes.
You wouldn't?
Oh, my God.
Think about it.
Wow, actually,
you know what?
He's a rookie.
Don't even think about it, because let me tell you who ain't thinking about it is Travis Schlenk. Damon in the East Bay. What's up, Damon? How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Listen all the time. You guys are fantastic. Hey, Goo, you're my guy, but I got to go with Steiny on this. I watched the games, kind of intrigued at first with D'Lo, but I took my family out to Chase Center for the first time yesterday. Great arena, but seeing it in person, man, we are a struggle out there. And on top of it, D'Lo is, he's flawed for us. You know, like the other caller said, he slows it down. His defense is atrocious. He turns the ball over. But, man, in crunch time, when we fought back from down 22 or whatever it was to go against the Knicks, we were up one. And my man is going to the basket looking for foul calls as opposed to trying to make a good shot. I'm out on the dude. He is, just disappointing, not that Stone Cold killer like we need.
Wow.
I'm kind of with him,
and
man.
Just real quick, what I meant by he can run up-tempo is when he's got other threats on the court, Steph, Clay's, Bonte, he can run to the corner. No, listen, give it to him in the corner. He's got the three bag in his repertoire. He can shoot the three. And then now that you got other guys paying attention to two all-stars, one move, cinnamon to the cup. So that's what I'm envisioning, but he doesn't have that right now. So it looks like he's slowing it down by default.
I just don't think it's a good fit.
He cannot get to the cup.
It's just not a good fit.
And I'm going to put the rat on the table.
I just don't think it's a good fit, folks.
I hear you, and I understand it.
They need to flip D'Lo to get some size on the basketball team.
And I wouldn't be mad at that. But about D'Lo, my last defense, does Steve Kerr got to get creative to make it work when Steph and Clay get back before you find out if you just shipped it out? Because try it before you say you don't want to buy it.
See, and that's where I think
I think you're creative, Kerr. You're that mind.
No.
Would you trade D'Lo for Blake Griffin?
Yes. I trade him. There's,
from the 5-0.
I'll tell you, very few players I wouldn't trade him for.
I would do that. That's what this team needs.
And you know what? Bob Myers and Joe Lacob, they're who they are, not because they wait to see what they already know. It's they make a move calculating strongly and accurately as they can what's going to happen. And
So D'Lo can be moved when the calendar, once December's over, right? Or the end of December. Wow.
I think maybe in a week or two. But, like, I don't need to see him with Steph and Clay. What are we going to see? Yeah.
I didn't know if Kerr can manipulate something and have them
this isn't
create.
CYO.
I know. Yeah, no. I'm telling you, man. If they build this team, get bigger, and if they can't fight,
we're gonna find out.
I mean, if he's gonna be on this team, I think moving forward with the Splash Brothers, you come off the bench. If he doesn't want to come off the bench, and you try to flip him for a big, it gets some size. Because the one thing the Knicks did last night, fellas, was they went to the cup at will.
relentlessly. Randle.
No, you're right.
Dude, it was barbecue chicken inside the paint. Whether it was Randle, Mitchell Robinson.
I'm surprised they came back. Marcus Morris Sr. That's how they were going to the rack.
Oh, man. R.J. Barrett was going to the rack.
OGs. The Knicks were playing like OGs.
Dude, the Knicks were trying to embarrass the Warriors yesterday with some near posters. Yeah. So they got to get some size quick. And I don't even know if James Wiseman, if he's here in the NBA draft, is enough for this
Warriors
team.
Maybe you get something that's somebody that's already in the league.
Got to get big, man. They got to get a dog inside.
I mean, and that's one thing that I think is a fair point is, let's say they have a high pick. Do you want to get a player, a young player who's developing, who's going to be way better in 3 years?
Yeah, that's not enough. That takes too much time.
Okay,
we need it now.
So what are you going to do after? What are you going to do after Steph and Clay? In other words, I do think that maybe what the Warriors have to deal with. They may have an opportunity to trade their pick for somebody they think they can plug in right now to play with Steph and Clay and get them right back in business.
Because I don't think you can do both. Worry about the future and the person that takes the mantle from them, because this could be 3, 4, 5, however you see it.
Would you? Let me ask you this. Here's a question.
I'm going to get somebody in the league already.
See, I don't think I am. Because my feeling is, would you want a veteran that you can help next year and the year after that? Or do you want a young guy who, when Steph and Clay are on the downside and are you have a superstar. You have a star now.
Yeah.
Who's ready to emerge? You have your Kawhi Leonard, for example.
See, the reason I'm saying no, fellas, is I'm going back to pre-KD. I forget that phone call was made and the courtship started with these players who I said, KD threw it all off. I wanted to see the old recipe. There was a reason they called Durant. Now they've had injuries to the stars. They're older. So, Bonte, what's going to make me think they can do it now, years later, coming back from injury with you know what I mean?
I need it for now.
We ain't got time to grow, Steiny. We got to worry about tomorrow when it's upon us. But to maximize Steph and Clay, you need to. Oh, and that Wiseman to some teams that are not, you know, championship is not in their near future. That top pick is going to be attractive.
I look at a team like Orlando that's disappointing, that has a plethora of threes and fours and fives.
Where are you going?
Where I'm going is bring a local guy back. Can you get Aaron Gordon back here?
He would be perfect.
I don't know. We're playing fantasy basketball here.
And it's a hypothetical.
Don't they have a four? Don't they have an all-star four?
I'm just saying.
You could play D'Lo. You could play Gordon and Draymond together.
Of course you can.
The whole game?
The whole game?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so then one of them's a three. I'm out on that.
And about D'Lo, what if D'Lo ran point, Steph, too?
I'm out on D'Lo.
All right.
You know what? I'm not even talking about D'Lo anymore because I never wanted him here.
I love a nickname.
Juice. D'Lo. Juice in Fremont. What's going on, Juice? How you doing, man?
Hey, what up, fellas? Great show once again, man.
Thank you.
I just got two quick points. I agree with Steiny what he said earlier about Jimmy G. I mean, I know the fellas were talking about Wilson and Watson, but if you look at the stats, man, I mean, Wilson and Watson, they thrown 200 yards more than Jimmy G, but Jimmy G has a better completion percentage as far as passing. And if you look at some of his touchdown passes, I mean, there were some passes that were called back because of holding.
Preach.
And then on top of that, Wilson and Watson, they had better receivers. Can you imagine a Jimmy G throwing to a Hopkins or a Fuller?
Oh, my goodness. Preach.
And then last point, we're talking about D'Lo. I mean, that guy, D'Lo, he's like a taller Westbrook. I mean, he plays and one ball. I mean, he plays a Ray Charles defense. And the only difference between him and Westbrook is Westbrook has better braids. Hey, I'll trade D'Lo right now for anybody in the league with a better jump shot. You guys have a great day. Peace.
That was
preached. Isn't that what the kids say?
Hundy.
He kept it a hundy.
He kept it a hundred.
No D, hunted.
Yeah, hunted.
He kept it solid.
Yeah,
he kept it a buck.
Look at this.
Juice is good.
This guy.
Juice is
nice haircut, Bonte.
Thank you very much. I needed one. No, Juice, look, man, I get it. Jimmy Garoppolo is surging in the MVP race. But don't just, last week he was number 15. All of a sudden we're going to put him in the top three after one game.
Oh, Kittle's the best run blocker and pass catcher. But he can't get an MVP vote?
Kittle's not a good blocker.
Jimmy G?
Kittle's not a good blocker. You heard Jake.
I ain't heard much of Doug since. Yeah.
Doug Gottlieb.
Mm-hmm. Gottlieb, yeah. Go away, Gottlieb.
He could hoop in college, though.
No, he couldn't. He just passed. Bye-bye. No, he couldn't score.
I know you don't.
You will never hear me denigrate a Division I Oklahoma State.
He had old man handles at OK State.
Wow.
Dude, it was like, dude,
so
he
it ain't
no
just
between
me, your critique hard. He won, though.
You remember Doug Gottlieb? Oh, my Lord.
He won.
He was one of those overhyped college players.
No doubt.
He was a good guy. He had all the assists.
He was never going to make my
Big 12.
I will never.
I will never tear down
a Division I athlete.
I feel better now. It ain't just my game. He
Doug Gottlieb. Oh, my God.
Oh, man handles.
Oh, man. You remember him, dude? Oh, teams would leave him open to shoot. Go ahead, Dougie. Go ahead, Dougie G.
We get
shoot
your
it.
Point, B.
Oh, man. Doug Gottlieb.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Donnie, I'm with you. D1 is D1, baby.
Scholarship. He didn't pay for his college.
Nope.
I mean, I wish he had to do it over again. Why?
You
would have worked harder?
Yep.
What?
Took a lot of stuff for granted.
Do you have regret in your life?
No, athletically, it's every day.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I'm still playing.
I got big time big time.
There's
regrets.
No need for
you. Oh. And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
There's nothing to regret.
Play the one where it says I went with force.
There is.
Dude, I was a pitcher,
outfielder. I regret
not
talking to the cute girl at school when I thought she...
Oh, I did
like,
all
he said,
that.
He
I
didn't
said
do
sport.
All that.
Yeah.
Sports, too.
Yeah.
I, yeah. JV baseball team had a spot. They was like, you're going to play outfield, and I didn't go play JV baseball. I should have played baseball. I regret it.
So they Pretty came weak. To my house and knocked on the door like, you got to come play.
Who?
The coaches.
No need to have regret.
No, I do.
It wasn't going to work
Look
out
at our
anyway.
Size. We're big dudes that could be playing in the league.
Should be in the
what
league. Should
league?
Be a baseball
All
player.
Three of them.
Should have a
Me
house on a hill.
Me and a free safety?
And I do need to tell our listeners that when it comes to Guru talking about playing in the pros, he actually believes it.
And the Yoon knows what I'm talking
it.
About,
I'm
man.
Sorry?
The Yoon, where I come from.
Okay.
Roy Williams.
I was just real quick.
Seriously. Yeah.
We would go on family vacations, and the coach would say, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, he can stay with us. He's our Roger Clemens.
No,
I would stay with the coach.
So what happened?
I'd strike out 14 to 15 in the TLC.
What happened? You weren't good enough.
Yeah, no, I start dating.
He's trash.
You weren't good enough.
I start dating.
Goo, come on.
He's trash.
I start dating. And that threw me off.
He's trash.
True story. Ask my friends. That's why I'm still going damn near 50. I'm still going. Is it about my shooting percentage or the fact I can lace them up?
Oh, man.
See what I have to deal with?
You asked about like you cared.
Man. I asked Roy Williams about you. He said he never heard of you.
I'm older than Roy, but
yeah,
Roy
but
sees
he knows,
me.
He knows, though. But I was like, Roy,
you see
never
Roy
heard
at?
Man, I got sources.
I'm going to call Roy.
Go call
I'm
Roy.
Tell him you talked to my call boy, Roy. Bonte. Okay.
That's a Logan Union City legend.
Yeah, no doubt.
That is a legend. Damian Mackey, legend.
And they were all younger
the
than
teen,
me.
The teen twins, legend.
Yeah, well, they, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of make it like whenever you and I disagree and I'm thinking, huh, maybe Guru's got that. I always remember Guru thinks he could have played in the NBA. That makes me
MLB,
feel
MLB and NBA.
I used to think I could play baseball, but no, I'm not that silly.
I remember thinking I could make the NBA. And
like
then
if
I went
to
high school.
Softball and played right now, you'd be like.
And then I went to high school.
Yeah.
all right. When we get back, I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be a new new feature. Ross Tucker will be joining us. He's going to join us every Thursday for the rest of the season. He's a radio.com sports NFL insider. We're going to talk to him about the 49ers Falcons game. And Ross is brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Ross Tucker next. That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Is it about my shooting percentage or the fact I can lace them up? Put the little thing in the hole.
See what I have to deal with?
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Ross Tucker joining us momentarily. Ross Tucker... NFL analyst for radio.com. He's got a lot of, wears a lot of hats, as they say. Let's go to Paul K in Dublin. What's going on with Paul? What's going on with you, Paul?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show again.
Thank you.
Tiny man. You got to stop this Jimmy G MVP top five talk.
Okay.
He's a great piece. He's had a great year, but, you know, his great year in comparison to what the other guys are doing, what they got a burden, Jimmy G's not a top five MVP. He's in the top 10, maybe even just below the top six, like Bonte was saying, but he's not top five. Let's stop that. And I don't get why you just have this dislike for D'Lo. You know, I don't think it's so much as the fit thing, but it's more the financial thing that the team's going to want to be to have flexibility down the road as the guys get older and being able to add and subtract pieces. That's my only argument why he's not going to stick. But you saying that he can't get into the cup, you know, I like to put facts above the emotion and the feelings that I might have for a player. You know, yes, he doesn't get to the cup in the conventional manner, but floaters don't account for the percentage similar that the NBA tracks for how players finish on layups. And that's why you don't necessarily see his finishing percentages being as high as they are, because floaters aren't accounted for in the exact same manner. When you do look at his floater percentage, he's actually an elite floater type of player, and that's actually something to be considered. I mean, you look at guys like CJ McCollum, they do the same thing. Mike Conley, they do the same thing. And, you know, not all players are the same. They should be admired and not always criticized, and I'll take answers off the air.
I don't do a disservice to Mike Conley. Mike Conley's a legit point guard.
He's aged his game.
That's man. Maybe
he
true.
May, yeah. Father Time may be knocking on that door, man. Maybe he doesn't I've been look watching the Jazz, same. Yeah, does exactly. not look the same, even though I think he's a real good fit. Yeah.
By the way, one of our listeners, Hater Proof, the text line hater. Is asking where Hater Proof has been. He's a Niners hater, and 707 says now he's basically as quiet as a church mouse.
Where are you, up in space?
I mean, we've always given Hater Proof the time of day, and apparently he goes away when the Niners
hater.
Are 11-2.
Yep.
That's all.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
When you go, hey, don't come through the back door.
couple other things as we wait on Ross Tucker. The new dimensions are in for the Oracle Park.
Thought you would be upset.
What do I care?
You 18? Were like, well, you didn't want to do it because other teams
didn't
want to
do it. But shouldn't do
it's
it.
So marginal, it doesn't really right. matter.
What?
Yeah, 4 feet here, 8 feet there.
Oh, see right. Not drastic.
6 feet in Triples Alley going from 421 yeah. to 415. 399 and 391.
All right, on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now on Radio.com/home, or search home on the Radio.com app. Go check it out. Thanks for joining us, Ross. Really appreciate it. And here's where I'm going to start. We were talking about MVP candidates in the NFL this year, and Jimmy Garoppolo's name came up, and I said, well, he's got to be a top five MVP candidate, and these guys almost laughed me out of the building.
You know, help it's me. Interesting that you say that because, you know, the first half of the season, the question a lot of people had.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.